This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The international squeeze on Iran tightened up even more today. European diplomats said they're ready to ban imports of Iranian natural gas. That's on top of existing U.S. and European sanctions against Tehran. And it comes as evidence is growing that sanctions are beginning to have an effect. In Iran's currency markets in particular, there were riots in Tehran yesterday protesting a sharp fall in the value of the Iranian currency, the rial. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story.
The Iranian currency is now in free fall, but it's been sliding for more than a year. That's pushed up the price of imports, fueling inflation. Mirdad Emadi is an Iranian-born economic advisor to the European Union. He says even middle-class families in Tehran are hurting.
I spoke to a number of families the last few days. They were saying that it has been more than 6 weeks they have had any kind of meat on their dinner table.
Some of President Ahmadinejad's many critics in Iran claim his economic incompetence is to blame. But analysts say US and EU sanctions, mainly targeting Iran's oil exports, have played a major part. Edward Bell of the Economist Intelligence Unit in London.
Some of the main buyers of Iranian oil, be they in China, India, Japan, or South Korea, have had to have a serious think about how much oil they're actually willing to buy.
Sanctions have cut Iran's oil exports by half this year. Most observers expect them to fall further and for the plight of many ordinary Iranians to worsen. But Brian Plamondon of IHS Global Insight does not expect the Iranian government to back down over its nuclear program.
Sanctions at the moment will put the economy in a dire strait, but we don't see that moving the political sphere too much in the near term.
And that's the message from Tehran today. Iran's supreme religious leader Ayatollah Khamenei says, "We've been living with sanctions for 33 years. We're not going to bow to international pressure now." In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.